What led to you winning, though?
So you have to win a certain amount of challenges.
No, I'm sorry. What did you win?
Oh, what did I win from it? Oh, we won a. I thought you asked about the.
The biggest strap.
I'm the most hoes.
Okay. All
right. So we won a belt that had like studs on it, and then we also won a cash prize at the end too.
So what was your issue with Ziggy as far as the drama?
As far as the drama is concerned, none of it happened during the show. It all happened after the show. Like, it was actually right before our premiere. She was in the chat talking about some no money involved in the teaching. She just said she would teach us. And then finally, I took her up on it. Mm-hmm. And I took her up on it, and, you know, we was doing plays. I'm like, teach me how you doing this. Okay, why did you do this? Right. Why did you put this money in here? Why did you take it out at this time? I mean, I dated somebody, and it was real weird. But then, like, nothing wasn't a horror story. It was just, like, for 4 days, like, every time we went on a date, she would never, like, I tried to kiss her on our first date, like, at the end of it. And she was like, nah. And I was like, okay, all right. I don't like rejection, so I'm not moving until you move. Right. If you want to do some after that, you let me know.
Whole lot of gay shit.
Whole lot of gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as
gay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. You already know the vibes. Like, subscribe, comment. It's your favorite show, the No Homo Show, baby.
All right, talk your shit.
Yeah.
Talk your shit.
Okay, you better sit to yourself.
Yeah. Because sometimes people be missing it, okay? Yeah, all right. But shout out to everybody tuned in on our podcast, the audio side. We appreciate y'all. And shout out to everybody tuned in through our Patreon. That's where the real family at.
All right? Love you.
If you love you. If you aren't subscribed to our Patreon, go check it out now for the full episode. Let's get into it.
Hell yeah, y'all. We back at it again. You feel me? We got a special guest in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest for everybody out there, okay? So today's guest who is coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay is a globe-trotting storyteller with a magnetic presence. Whether she's lighting up your feed with hilarious takes, vibing through the latest city on her tour, or just giving you a peek into her day-to-day, she brings charisma, humor, and authenticity to everything she touches. She's also no stranger to the screen, having starred in season one of Studs of LA and season one of Studs of Atlanta, where her personality truly shined. From Kentucky to Los Angeles and beyond, she's built a community that lasts with her, travels with her, and lives for her next moon. Her next move, sorry. A true Big Leo energy. She's here to entertain, inspire, and keep it all the way 100. Gabies, please welcome to the show, Diamond.
Come on, Trump.
What's up?
Who wrote that? What y'all trying to get into?
Yeah. How you feeling,
thank you.
My light skin, brother?
I feel good. I'm happy to see y'all. Yeah. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, we've been planning this out for a little minute, so I'm glad we got to make it happen. You feel me? Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah,
we'll be. And he a Leo too. That's why he got a little hype over there when I said Leo.
Yeah, gang with that.
And that's my rising sign too.
August 11th. I'm 18. Yeah, what we doing for our birthday?
Lying like normal. Lying like a motherfucker. That's crazy. Just lying and shit like that. Do Leos be lying?
I used to, but I don't now. I don't lie no more.
You reformed.
See, that's a lie. I could tell that was a lie.
Yeah.
I swear.
It was how you grabbed the leg.
I knew it could be better now. I knew it. I'm not doing it no more. I swear.
Yeah, it's all good. Welcome to the show, man.
Yes,
thank you.
Welcome. So, you know how we start the game off is a little icebreaker. It's called Skittles and Riddles, all right? Our audience knows, but if you don't know, you dig in that bag, you're going to pull out a gay riddle. All right, if you get it wrong, you see we poured up a No Homo Show shot glass for you already with some tequila in it.
It ain't full enough.
Give me some more tequila.
See, then we y'all
need to talk that bitch out, you heard?
Give it to the rim.
Oh, so we red flags today. Okay.
Yes, yes sir.
If now I get it wrong, I'll take it with no hands.
Yeah.
And if y'all viewing at home and y'all get it wrong, y'all gotta take a shot too.
Yeah, y'all already knew that. And if she get it right, y'all gotta take
ain't
a
nothing
shot.
No, no, no.
Well, you
gotta play too much.
That's an automatic shot.
That's an automatic shot. Marky, let's do it.
I'll just play. Damn, you ready? I like that. Keep that bottle nearby.
Yeah, I like that energy.
I just miss
it. That one looking. Okay, I'm about to say.
All right.
Be sure. Okay, and just think right. gay, you know?
What does it say?
I do, normally. Period. Why did the lesbian refuse to become a magician? Why did the lesbian refuse to become a magician?
And it's not that deep. A lot of times it's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, something stupid and gay. This game really only meant to get people drunk.
I'm sure you're going to get it right, though.
No, I don't know.
Refuse to be a magician?
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, I
you wanted to be a magician, didn't you?
Why did you refuse to do it? I don't know. Abracadabra.
Ah, not abracadabra. It's you might be on track.
No, honestly, what is
this,
it?
I don't know. This shit be so dumb. It might be.
What's the number?
Abraca something.
Two.
I don't know.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Do you got a guess? Refuse to be a magician?
I don't know.
You know what? I feel like I know it. But if I get it right and you get it wrong, you still got to take a shot.
I was going to take the shot anyway.
Because she don't want the cat to disappear.
Oh,
the cat's out the bag or something like that.
Okay.
Cat out the bag. Cat's like, out the bag. Say that?
There we go.
She didn't want to let the cat out the bag. She didn't want to let the cat out the bag.
But now that I say it, I remember it's a rabbit. But in my head, when I was saying it, I thought it was a cat.
But we're
going to do the cat out the bag.
Okay,
I have no guesses for this. I'm going to go with y'all.
Which one?
Cat out the bag. Something about a cat.
You said the cat out the bag. I said the cat out the bag.
No. First of all, you're not about to take my answer. You said abracadabra. You tried to jump in my bandwagon.
It's different than yours. It is different.
No, ma'am. You were with abracadabra.
Because lesbians don't be tricking. Lesbians don't be
that
tricking.
That actually is a good
lesbians
answer.
Lesbians don't be tricking, though. That's be clear.
What is it?
Something all right. Wrong. Because she always makes She always makes women disappear from men's lives.
That was too fucking long for me. I'll take the shot.
What?
I hate this game.
She refused to be a magician because she always makes women disappear from men's lives.
Now,
who
the fuck was going to get that?
That's why she refused to do it? Ain't that why you would do it? Because you want to make
them right.
Disappear? Yeah, she's like, hey, that's my hobby. This not about to be my home.
Bitch got morals, man. Right,
I
man.
Don't.
Shut up!
Yeah.
All right. I did say with my face, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh! What the hell?
Oh, no!
Yeah! Come on, Diamond!
Let's get it.
Yeah! Yeah.
That's a smooth.
Matter of fact, she might need a little more for later.
That's a little
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, we'll put out a little bit.
I like that.
That's my kind of energy right there. I am a walking red flag, and I know when I see one, okay?
Yeah, let's shout out this bottle real quick because they be looking out. Can you give her the bottle real quick?
Yeah, big ups to Real Libre. Black owned,
this is
women
black owned
tequila. LGBTQI plus owned, based in Atlanta. So make sure y'all go check them out.
I do drink black women.
It's getting crazy, y'all.
I love this, man. That's awesome.
Crazy. Oh, wee.
That shit is smooth.
Yeah, I'm about to say either it's smooth or I'm judging you because you didn't even make the crazy face.
No, because it's smooth. It's really smooth.
Yeah.
No, because normally, if you ever see me take a shot, I'd be like,
yeah.
Nah, it's
yeah, nah,
for
that
sure.
Shit's smooth for
hell
sure.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the guys over there. All right, D. So next up, we're going to get to your coming out story. Okay? Please let us know who, what, when, where, how. Who, what, when, where, how. Why, and how was it for you coming up out the closet?
Shit, I don't know. I was probably like 10 or 11. And my mom used to. Yeah, it's really. Yeah, I don't know what the gay looked like, you know, outside of that. I was watching Oprah with my mom. And
Oprah
gonna do it every time. Every time something was crazy on there or different, my mom would make us sit down and watch it with her.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they had like a transgender, a lesbian, gay, everybody on there. Yeah. And the lesbian started talking. I was like, Mom, I'm like her. She was like, I know.
Aww.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm uncomfortable. And so then I went outside and played, and that was it. Like, I've always been a little boy. Like, my mom is a tomboy. She dressed me like her. I just happened to be gay. And then my dad accepted me, my grandmothers, everybody. It wasn't really a thing until I went to school and showed that I was more gay. And then it was, I kind of got picked on and shit there. Yeah. But other than that, at home, my mom was like, we ain't picking on you, so you not about to let them pick on you.
I love
and
that.
She was like, you come back crying, beat your ass. And I stopped crying. I started whooping
that
ass.
Black parents for you, boy.
They gonna love you hard, but they gonna love you good. Yeah. So Yeah, man. I had a good coming out story. I didn't have no bullshit other than school.
So would you just like relate into how they looked, or like you just knew like you like
girl? I related to what she said.
Okay.
What when she said, she was like, I like women, and then, you know, Oprah was like, do you like men or you have any type of, and she's like, no, like I've always been this way. And I was like, me too. But my mom told me that I was always sweet on women when I was younger too. Like I was 3 and shit, rough as hell with the boys. But it comes to a girl, I'm like, so, you know, like she can break.
There's people we interviewed that have said like a little kid, but that's why I think that's why visibility is important though. Absolutely. You know what I mean? As much as they try to say, we was talking on another episode like the rainbow flag being in the classroom or something. It's like, this ain't gonna influence you to be gay, but if you happen to be gay, this might make you, it might give you some clarity. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you might not know how to explain it or think everybody's against it. And them talking about it was like, yo, I relate to this. So absolutely, that's important.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't think that I was ever influenced by anything that my parents did, because if that's the case, I'd have a man and 2 kids. Like,
well, girl, I mean,
I don't think sexuality can be influenced. Like, you do it or you don't, it's just in you.
Yeah,
90% of us wouldn't be here if we was influenced. Exactly. You know what I mean? Because your parents is having y'all, so exactly. Like, it just don't add up.
Shit, doing no dick. Keep that shit, man.
I mean, the real.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hello.
The real. We keep it.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to your family for accepting you, man. Because a lot of people don't have that story.
So, yeah, I know. And that's what hurts my feelings. I've always been like a natural caregiver. Mm-hmm. So when I meet people that's like, my family don't accept me, I'm like, come over here. My mom's great.
Yeah, like, no, for real.
Yeah, I'm not really into that, like watching people struggle. I'm like, they can't love you right. I can show you a family that does.
Yeah, that's dope. And people be in denial. Like, if that you were a tomboy, everything, like, all the signs show it, it's fucked up for parents to not accept that. You know what I'm saying?
And exactly.
I'll say, like, yeah, my mom catered to all my little tomboy needs, and I love that for her. Even
your dad bought you a fishing rod. That threw me for a loop.
He showed it. Yeah. Baseball bat, fishing rod.
Fishing rod is crazy. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Not saying he accepted me right away, but he catered to...
Were you fishing at the
same time? There ain't no lake.
Right.
Ain't y'all by water though?
What?
Are y'all by water?
Yes. I mean, lakes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, lakes and shit. Lakes is everywhere though.
We got everywhere. In the tub. They got dirty bath water. Say nah.
Here in New York, get on her ass, bitch.
Get out of New York.
She got your ass.
I love y'all.
Look, she from New York. She about to get canceled in
New York. They ain't never going to have you back.
I love y'all, New York. I love y'all. Y'all clean.
Nah, that's funny though.
All right, so we're gonna get to today's episode. We will get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about some things that you have going on with your reality shows and things that you've been featured on. But let's just kind of start from the top, okay? Because you're originally from Kentucky.
Yes.
What part of Kentucky are you from?
Lexington.
I'm from Ohio, so that's really
okay, what's up?
Right across the bridge.
Come on, neighbor.
You feel me? Right. But you live in Los Angeles now.
Yes.
So how'd you go from Kentucky to Los Angeles? That's a big leap.
I'm a nomad, and I'm very much a U-Haul lesbian.
Ah!
So, I actually went to college in Denver, and then I moved back home to Kentucky, started talking to somebody on the phone that lived in Oakland, and, you know, I came out there, it's like, you know, okay, we like each other in 4 months still, then I'll move, and we did, and I stayed there for 2 years, and then when that relationship ended, I was like, I'm not going back to Kentucky, so I guess I go to L.A. or keep just going, you know, to the bigger city, so I just kind of moved everywhere, but L.A. is where I've been for the last 6 years almost.
Damn.
Yeah, because who the fuck going back to Kentucky after being in California?
After living in Oakland, no, you got me messed up. I'm not going out. No.
I've been to Lexington,
in 15 minutes.
Literally.
No.
Yeah. No. Like, literally.
I can do anything I want to do at any day of any week if I'm in L.A. Like, I work on the weekends, Friday through Sunday. And so Monday through Thursday, it's up. If I'm not out of town, I can do anything on the weekdays.
Yeah.
So, and you can't do that shit in Lexington.
Type shit.
Yeah.
That's lit. That's lit. Okay. So, let's talk about the dating scene in Kentucky. Would you dating hella straight girls? Because this is what we say up here.
Well, she was on the call in Oakland.
We be having to turn girls out in the small town. So, like, what was the dating scene in, like, Kentucky and Lexington?
It was poor. It was very poor. It was like,
poor is crazy. What you mean?
It was very lackluster. Not my type of little shit. Like,
not my type of little shit.
No, I mean, I dated people in Kentucky when I was, like, high school, you know, but I stopped dating people that were from Kentucky after that. Like, after that, it was kind of anywhere and everywhere else. Like, I was talking to people from Detroit.
Yeah.
I literally moved straight there, straight from Kentucky to Denver right after college. So then I was dating everybody in Denver, and I didn't care where they came from. They weren't from Kentucky. So
yeah,
it was better for me. So I don't know. It was just... Ain't nobody in my type that I dated in high school. Ain't none of y'all my type that I dated in high school.
That's
I'll never do that again. So, yeah, no. I did it because I didn't have a choice.
No, that's what we be saying is, like, sometimes you got to settle for what's available.
Yeah, like, I got the cutest of the work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got the cutest of the last picks.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you the best worst one I done seen all week. Come here.
Nah, I feel you, because if one other girl is gay,
that's all you got.
And you not in the point of, like, I'm turning bitches out. Like, you new to it too. So you another person
dead
like
ass.
You. All right, bitch, we
in here.
What?
We in here.
So was you catching yourself, like, having to turn girls out? Was you one of them people, one of them studs?
No,
like...
I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just my energy and shit. They'd be like, I like you. And then the whole time, I was like, but don't tell nobody. Well, bitch, stop liking me then.
I'm only gay for you. Oh, they love saying
I
that
I hated
shit.
That shit. And then so when I got older, I started meeting real bisexuals, real lesbians.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it got better. But in another state, though.
Yeah.
In a whole nother state. It wasn't here.
So were you on apps and stuff, or, like... How would you get in these?
Not in Kentucky. I did apps when I was in Colorado. And in Kentucky, the apps are so trash. The gay clubs are trash. Because you go to a gay club and it's all older white men.
They ain't never going to book you.
No.
Damn. You going to book me with an old white man again?
No. I'm just saying. They just don't, like, okay, well, Louisville might have been different. Louisville is our metro city. Where? So that's where everything is. They might have had better clubs. But in Lexington, you go in there, it's just old gay men, old transgender women and men. It's like, but they're all white. Like, there's nobody that looks like me. And it's like, I want somebody that looks like me. I don't have no problem with them. I just, can I get also get a variety of some sort? They wasn't getting that.
It's so crazy.
When I got to Colorado, I lost my mind. I walked into that club and I was like, there's niggas in here. Oh, that Latina. All right, you know, everybody just come here. Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I was everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, I just got back from Denver. We're going to be out there for their pride and shit, too.
Y'all going to Tracks?
I don't even know.
Okay. Well, shit, that's the best gay club I done seen.
Oh, that's where you
when
was
I,
at?
Yeah, when I was out there, that's where I lost my mind at.
Okay.
Yeah, I was fucking everything.
Candy laying out there, motherfucker. You like, I want you.
No, it do hit different. And we always tell people, like, when you move to Atlanta, like, you got to relax that. Like, don't go crazy, because you probably going to see some things that you ain't never seen.
That you ain't never seen.
But, you gay?
But the thing is, once we lived out here for a while, we know everybody and everything. So just relax, because you just don't know. They might still be in a situation. Now you about to get killed. You don't even know what's going on.
Facts.
It's dangerous.
Now I don't care. I don't want to date nobody. Not like that anyways. I'm not about to lose my life over nothing. If it's yours, keep it.
Yo, I hear that.
I don't care.
I hear that.
And now, look, we know you travel a lot as well. So for people that don't get to travel as much, if you had to say, what would be, like, the best and worst city to be gay in that you've visited thus far?
The best city, I would say, San Francisco.
Oh, you niggas fuck out there, boy.
Oh, we're going to be out there, too.
Yeah, San Francisco.
No, it's San Diego.
We in Oakland.
Okay.
Somewhere in California.
Yeah, my bad.
Oakland, same thing. I mean, it's across the bridge. Let me not say that before they try to get on my ass.
Right,
the same thing,
right.
But close enough. Close enough. San Francisco, there's a lot of tons of gay things to do out there.
Yeah.
But also LA, too. LA is a gay mecca. It's amazing out there. Worst place, Lexington, Kentucky.
You gonna quit doing your whole thing.
I love y'all, gang. But yeah, it's just, for me, I grew up there. So it's like, I don't want to be gay out here. I want to go be gay somewhere else. Anywhere else, actually. I would go be gay in Louisville before I stay in Lexington. No.
Hell no.
Damn, Lexington. Oh,
what you think is the worst city to be gay in?
The worst that I visited? You know what? My hometown gonna kill me, man. All right, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say Dayton, Ohio. Because I've been to Dayton.
But wherever her hometown is, just know she meant y'all first.
No. I love y'all, Cincinnati. I just ran through it too quick. You know, it was like,
I would rather be gay in Cincinnati than Lexington.
Yeah, probably. I mean, shit, I can only imagine shit. What about you?
I'll say
Atlanta would be the best for me. Just because.
Yeah. Atlanta's the best for
bitches
sure.
Bitches galore out here. Shout out to the bitch.
Well, I love black women. So absolutely. Yes. For me, it would be the best place. But I'm like, you just want us to do a whole bunch of just random ass gay things.
Yeah.
Not say Lexington. What's the city?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. LA. And LA. Yeah. Those would be the best places because they just got gay stuff all the damn time.
Yeah.
But like being black and gay, absolutely Atlanta. Because there's some fine women in Atlanta. And I love me a black woman.
Okay.
Nobody look, they my cousin though. Anybody, I like brown skin. Love brown skin.
Cousin is crazy.
I know, right?
I don't want nobody to look like I'm related to. I promise you I don't.
Yeah.
I feel that. I'll say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was horrible.
Trash.
I went to school near there and like I felt like I was like the only gay person. And then the bitches that was gay.
I'm
not gay for everybody.
And this was years ago. So hopefully y'all came up, Pittsburgh. I hope bitches came out the closet. There's some baddies. But when I was there, it was like, yo, I was trying to get over my ex, but it was like there was no bitches to even get over. That's the worst thing. Have y'all ever dealt with not even being able to get a side joint?
Yeah.
Or not a side joint, but like,
rebound.
Rebound.
Bro, there was, like, I was on the phone talking to a bitch far away because there was nobody. That was the worst.
Damn. That's how you end up moving,
man. I hope Pittsburgh, I hope y'all done did better.
Yeah, it's no shade, y'all. This is
our experience.
What we went through.
I love y'all.
It might be great for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I just said dating because, you know, it just was dry out there. I don't know. I used to have fun out there, though. Trying to date in Ohio.
Now we trying to make up. Not we don't want to.
I love Lexington, Kentucky.
What's your favorite? What's the best?
Atlanta,
ATL, yeah.
I mean, I know LA is, but I don't think I have been to LA, but not like that on the gay scene. Too crazy.
Yeah.
Probably last time I was out there, I think was right before COVID or something, so.
Our pride go dumb. Like, and then there's so many. What's crazy is LA is so big. You got downtown LA Pride. You got WeHo Pride. You got Long Beach Pride. You got LA Pride, which is, I thought that's what the WeHo Pride was.
Yeah.
But apparently that's different than all of what I just said. And it's every fucking weekend.
It's a whole lot of gay shit.
Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm prided out. I've been open since I was 10. And now I'm, you know, it's 2 decades. I don't want to be that gay no more. I'm tired of wearing rainbow.
No, well, you
bro.
Are.
I didn't know it was that many prides out here, bro. I didn't know it was that many prides.
We tired, but we lucky we got a lane. You know what I'm saying? Because at one point, we ain't have a lane. Now you can get booked at all these different prides. Back in the day, I ain't hear of all these fucking prides.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's facts. Speaking of a prize and just being outside, what was your first gay club experience? Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, my first fun one or the Lexington?
The old gay white man.
I'm gonna tell you my first fun one is I moved to Colorado. I'm a vet tech student. And I see somebody in my class, and I'm like, that bitch kind of cute.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to see what she's talking about. But that weekend, it was, time to go outside, and they've been telling me about this club, Tracks, this entire time.
Yeah.
I go, and I'm just having a good time dancing to myself. I don't know nobody. And then she comes up behind me, the girl in my class.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, oh, shit, we finna get into it. Yeah. Let's get into it. I've been waiting on you.
So you didn't even know she was gay?
No, I didn't know she was gay, but, like, I was kind of getting the aura, you know.
Was going off.
Yeah, yep. So we danced all night. We went home together. It was amazing, but at the same time, I walked in, they had a hip-hop room, they had a techno room, they had a just whatever room, so they was playing Michael Jackson and Brandy and just anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, there's so many people that look like me in here, and also don't look like me. I got variety. Yeah. I'm about to lose my mind, and I did for the next couple months. I was in there every day.
That's like the club in Minnesota we went to.
Oh, yeah.
That 90s.
Gay 90s. Gay 90s. Gay.
Have you ever been to Minnesota?
Not yet. It's on the list. It's on the list.
They got a club
that
like that.
Place was crazy. Yo.
It was insane. But shout out to Minnesota. Yeah. Y'all was lit.
What's crazy is when I went to Denver, they act like they never seen a stud before. Because everybody kept being like,
me,
you're not from here, are you? I've never seen you around. I know your kind when I see your kind. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all never seen a damn stud?
I know your kind when I see your
kind.
Bro,
this girl, this bartender, I was like, yo, I know for a fact you're not from around here. Like, I've never seen you before. I know all the people. people that look like you. Some like, cities,
some cities got like they're just regulars and they know a new person when they see one. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, they can smell the new one.
I've never seen.
Like you, the new fish.
Yeah, about was like,
your ass. She was over there trying to buy bottles and shit. Hey,
this was recently. Yeah, when I just went for 420 weekend. I'm like, I've never seen a goddamn starfish. What's going on this motherfucker?
No, nah, they see me. You said they see me. I was everywhere. They see me.
Yeah.
I wreaked havoc.
Okay. Not havoc. So speaking of dating, we know you got a dating show. It's coming out, being worked on. Give us the tea. Give us the inside scoop.
All right. So that's Pretty Girls Love Diamond.
Yeah.
You know, I'm recently, well, a year and a half something single.
That's not recent.
Yeah, I mean,
In lesbian time.
You're right.
Ago, you know what I'm
looking now. I'm like, damn, I need to be in a relationship. Why am I single? But no, Pretty Girls Love Diamond. It's gonna be me and I think about 10 women.
Right up your house alley. Together. Look at her face.
And you know, I'm just trying to find the person that's my person. Like, I'm tired of being single. Yeah. And I want to be in a healthy relationship, too. So there will be a therapist in there. You know, like, there's a lot of toxic things happening in the gay community sometimes.
Yes.
And I don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. I want a happy, healthy relationship. But I want to be able to find who my person is. So all my eggs won't be in one basket. I got several baskets in the house. And I'm going to see which one I end up with, basically.
I know that's
so
right.
So why, was there any specific reason why your last relationship ended? I want to see if you're the red flag or if she was. Before you talk
and what,
all
and
this
what was
piece.
Her sign? What was her sign?
She was Gemini.
Oh.
I don't dislike that woman. Shout out to you. But we just were two different people. She was on some bullshit. And I was on, I kill everybody in this house.
Okay.
Just leave me alone. I need somebody that is not going to trigger me. And there was a lot
I
of
feel
just,
that.
Like, how you going to ask to be with me and then you do some crazy shit after the fact? Like, you could just left me alone. We could have just stayed open, you know? But it's like people want you to themselves, but they don't want to be to them, me to themselves. Or, like, they don't want to be to me. So I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we be saying, like, the best thing is a woman that bring you peace. You don't even know that you need that.
Yeah, like, it's like I was so in love with her, and I wanted it to work so bad, and I kept trying to make it work. I kept excusing shit, and then finally I was like, I hate me, don't I?
I hate me.
I gotta hate me. I gotta not care about
yourself.
Me. Like, so once I realized that that's how I felt, like, trying to love her, I let it go. Yeah. And now I've just been, I was like, now I don't take nothing. You get on my phone with attitude, never mind.
I don't talk to you no more. For real, gotta set them boundaries, boy, protect that peace.
Yeah, hell yeah. All boundaries, no bullshit. I just want some real shit around me. That's it. A real woman.
Okay, real woman.
Real woman.
Hello? Yeah. Are you still casting? Are you finished?
We still casting. We'll see.
What's your type, Diamond? I don't know. What's your type? Yeah.
So my type, I don't care if you're tall. I don't care if you're short.
Me neither. I'm taking the fuck.
Right, me neither.
Sometimes I just talk.
You shouldn't care about
a
thing.
You know?
But no, yeah, I don't care if you're tall, care if you're short. I love black women. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I say this shit about looking like my cousin, but I don't care if you're light skinned. I don't care if you're dark skinned. I love black women. Mm-hmm. I date all diasporas of black women, so Afro-Latina. Like, look, like, you know, any black woman you are, if you're fine and you're funny, I like funny.
Yeah.
Don't come over here being stale as hell. I play all day. I need somebody that's going to play with me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is what I realized with lesbians, right? Like, you're doing the show, so you gotta remain single.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because there's so many lesbians, even on the No Homo show, we interview a couple, the next day they not together, they are together, they back and forth.
I just
want to give you advice, like, you still cast it. So now you got to stay single up until it premieres. You can't be posting no boo or nothing.
You can't. Can't get caught in the club. You can't.
I do talk to women. I do talk to women.
Okay.
But I am single.
Plural.
Women's.
You got to stay single to have the credibility for your show.
Yeah, no, all right. I am single. I'm very single. Anybody, look, I'm single. I don't have to ride with no tent.
Okay.
I can go wherever I want to go with you. We do whatever we want to do, but we're going to do it on the show, though.
I feel that. I like that.
When is it coming out? You have a date yet?
We don't have a date yet. We're still in pre-production, but it's all getting this.
You're going to be single for a minute. It do take time.
The way that we want to do it, because I'm not trying to bring out no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to see me on a good set with good
people.
That. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of sets, let's talk about this set that you were on. Okay. Studs of LA.
Studs of LA.
About that. How did that even come about? How'd you get onto this show?
Okay. So I wasn't even a content creator at that time. I actually was just working full time as a Jamaican server.
Jamaican server.
Yeah, I work at a Jamaican restaurant. Oh, okay. So yeah, you know.
Oh, like you're Jamaican? Okay.
No, I mean, you know, could be.
She put on an accent and everything. What you mean?
One, yeah. But yeah, no, I was working there and I got hit up for the opportunity and I was just like, why they asking me? Like, I know I'm in the scene, but I ain't that much in the scene.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, yeah, man, you should go. You should go to see what it's talking about. And I pull up and, you know, there's a couple people there I know. There's a lot of famous faces as far as like content creating is concerned.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had a ball and then I showed out and showed up and I won. And it's like for me to not be a content creator, the next thing I know, I win the season.
Yeah.
That's what really kind of threw me is like, I could do this. I can actually be out here and doing shit and letting people see who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts. That sometimes you just need that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Need a platform. What is that?
Yeah, because I think I had like maybe 2,000 followers. And after the show, you know, Easy and everyone was like, you got to start posting. You know, you're funny. You got to start posting. I didn't start posting. I didn't. But just based off the show, I think I got from 2,000 to 11,000.
Okay.
Just after the first season. And I still wasn't posting and doing anything before I went on the second season or the second show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how, all right, you said somebody told you, like, how did they pick you? Like, what made them, like you said, you was low-key, da-da-da, not in the scene. So, like, how they
Well, I mean, I was in the scene. Like, I was in the clubs and shit around half of the people that was in the show.
Gotcha.
So, I think I was just recommended by somebody that was on the show.
Okay, like your energy type shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, this girl might be good to be on here. Yeah. And then they just picked me. So, I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Dope. Now, that shit, it was drama from the start.
Yeah.
Shoot! Your ass, you start drinking.
I played too much. Clearly, it was a joke. It was a fucking joke.
Yeah, what happened with you in court, man? Let's go ahead and break that down.
I'm gonna start this out by saying I loved Court. I think she was a great person. Mm-hmm. I also really love Lex. She got mad. I made a little jokey joke. She ain't like that.
It was a joke.
Okay, so the joke they asked if who would be the first person to cheat in the house. And out of all the single people, instead of the single people, I picked her.
What made you pick her?
She was my roommate.
I was like, why'd you pick her? She's like married with children.
She is my roommate. At the time. So I was like, fuck it, let's do it, you know? That was the wrong answer.
Yeah, she ain't like that shit.
And now you're playing with me. What?
No, that is so that? That's like picking Excel.
And so then she starts tweaking on me, and I'm like, you're actually not finna bully me. I was just joking, but if you're mad, be mad. I was pretty much holding the cup just like
this. You was, though.
How do you think? What the fuck do you want me to do? I'm not taking it back now, especially because you got attitude.
Yeah.
So I got stand on it. And yeah, that's how that went. But, you know, she got over it.
Yeah.
Got over it.
Did she y'all, like, me. Behind the scenes, like, have a conversation?
Yeah. It was a lot of behind the scenes conversations because people was bumping the whole time. Like, they was all getting into it. But that was my only time I got into with anybody. I was cool with everybody for the rest of the time, including her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when I was like, damn, out the gate, because I didn't expect that, especially Court, because she just so chill. I was like.
Some damn cancers, man. They got attitudes. They really did. Look, see.
They don't care until they begin.
We ain't playing on bullshit. I'm married. What you saying?
I would have been like, yo,
but
what the
fuck?
But why
you upset if it ain't true, though?
Because why would you point me out?
Don't gaslight.
A hit dog holler.
Oh, you gaslight.
A hit dog holler. And you over barking and shit.
Hey, first of all, some terms don't fit for everything.
Okay. Oh, fucking weak.
So, I didn't see the full episode. I mean, the full season. I definitely seen that. But what led to you winning, though?
So, you have to win a certain amount of challenges.
Okay.
And I won the most challenges while I was in the game. So, that's why I won.
Word.
What did you win?
Hold on. What did I win? I won the boxing match the first season.
No, I'm sorry. What did you win?
Oh, what did I win from it? I thought you were asking about the,
I'm
not the bitch out.
The biggest strap.
I bought the most hoes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we won a, belt that had like studs on it. And then we also won a cash prize at the end, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much money you
want? You know, a little piece.
I can
buy a few things.
Okay. Traveling
like a groceries for like a six family Oh, the sick family. Groceries for sick family.
Come on,
for like a month.
Come on,
for
like a month. Yeah,
okay,
it's
giving like $500.
Look,
a family of six.
A family of six. A little more than that. A little more than that.
I ain't got no say. Not my family of six, but they eat ramen every night.
Right. But let me say this, just in general, for I know Easy like shot it on her own and stuff. Like we work with cameras and stuff, not to that extent, but like just the production alone is, I can imagine how crazy that is. Hell, so like I'm joking with like the stack or whatever, but like just in general, like just to have that whole production is a success within itself. And it's hard to, you know, we see shows that they like give away $100,000. It's like, yeah, you got sponsored by fucking Walmart or something. No, you know what I'm saying?
That's not coming out of their pocket. She did that all by herself. Everything front to back. She hired everybody. Yeah. Like, shout out to E.
Yeah.
E is amazing for that. And she did it again the second time.
We'll get into that.
Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick,
okay?
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Let's do something quick, real quick, little game. All right, fuck, marry, kill the cast of season one. Hazel Smith and the twins. Fuck, marry, kill.
Not the twins are together.
Okay, period.
I mean, black women's with an ass off.
I'm going to have to kill the twins.
Damn.
I'm a
two bodies. You want two coochies?
I'm going to have to. No, hell no. not them two. I'm going to I'm gonna fuck Hazel and I'm going to marry Smith. Yeah.
I like
you. That's how I'm
people
doing
that. Would have been like, that's gay. No.
You know, look, it's a woman.
Hey.
What you want? You want some food?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, thank you. So nice. Oh, I do want some.
I do could eat.
Okay. All right, let's get into season two. Now, first and foremost, were you on season two because you won season one? Like, how did that work?
I thought that's why I was on there, but then also Hazel was on there too. So I'm like, I probably was brought back because I won, and then Hazel was like the second. I think she was the runner up. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
Just to see if she could, like, you know, reclaim it.
But you ain't had the child.
No. Like I got to call. Amen. Okay. I was like, what? E. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. Now, this season was drama.
Yeah, all caps. Like, and it's why, not even done. Y'all haven't like even that? Seen everything yet.
For real?
Yeah, we have like at least 5 or 6 episodes still coming out. Mm. The Studathon, I think, was like the precursor to it.
Oh, I thought it was over.
No,
so there's still more.
There's more episodes. Y'all ain't seen shit.
Damn. Yeah. So like, what if you had to say, like, what was it with the energy? Because I just feel like it was just drama, just more in season two. Like, what do you feel like it was that made it just so drama filled on drama season two?
I think that there was a lot of more high profile energies. Mm. So like everybody is a star in their own right. And then when they come together trying to do things together, sometimes it just don't work out.
Yeah.
And so there's beef within friends, there's beef within you know, people not taking other people's time serious or not appreciating the fact that they're on the platform. And yeah, everybody was just, you know, back and forth. It's kind of catty, but
yeah
it is what
I
it
was
is.
Like, this giving bad girl. No, this
and
boy.
My thing, I'm in here like, I just want to be friends with everyone, and like, I just don't understand why everybody's arguing. Yeah. So yeah, man, there was some beef with me, but it was after the show. It wasn't even during the show.
Yeah.
So
I think with reality, do you feel like they gotta have the drama in order for it to be
well? That's what I was gonna ask.
I think so.
Like you were saying, because First of all, mentioning baddies, like, all you see them do is fight,
that's
right?
And I actually hate that.
Right, and yeah. if you don't fight, it makes you think now, like, as the viewer, like, or, like, the only way I can even get on these shows is I gotta be about drama. But then you're saying, like, I'm like, yo, I just want to be cool. So do you think that you need have the drama or what?
I don't think so. The whole reason that Easy made this show is because studs don't like each other. Like,
in Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You rarely see studs be friends. It be studs with dudes, studs with femmes. But you never see a group of us just getting along and nothing happening. So yeah. She wanted us to all come together and say, look, we could be friends. We could be studs.
Okay.
And, okay, it might not have worked the first season, but I like a couple people off the first season. You know, yeah. It beefed out. But then the second season, the same thing kind of happened. Like, over time, people just kept getting into it, kept bumping heads. And It's like, that's what we're trying to do, is eliminate that. Or if we do that, how about we figure out a way to come back and realize, okay, gang, you looked at this the wrong way. I looked at it the wrong way. Where's our common ground so we can stay friends? But not all the time do people articulate their attitudes and their issues that way.
Yeah.
So...
Where did she do any like background checks, like to like get this, like to get to like see scammers or anything?
Yeah, because one of the motherfuckers on there, a motherfucking criminal.
We know. Well, y'all had y'all time. I had my time after. I got my shit back. I don't know about.
Not drinking water. Well, you got no shit back.
I got my shit, but my shit wasn't what y'all said.
You was 250. You was 250.
Yeah, I was 250. I was grands and shit.
Yeah, I was grand to that ass.
Yeah, I was grand to that ass.
Yeah, but
grand to that ass is funny, man.
I'm gonna be honest though. For a long time, not to go back into it. Yeah. But for a long time, I mean, this was around COVID, so like you don't see motherfuckers for years.
Yeah.
And people could be in different cities, states, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
They went on a tour doing the shit. They was in Texas doing it. They was out here doing it.
Just scamming their way through life. Damn.
So what was your issue with Ziggy as far as the drama?
As far as the drama is concerned, none of it happened during the show. It all happened after the show. Like, it was actually right before our premiere. She was in the chat talking about some, yo, you know, look what this did, what I made on this play. Look at this, look at that. Everybody in there in the chat, we interested. Like, shit, what's going on? She's like, I'll teach y'all.
Yeah.
No money involved in the teaching. She just said she would teach us. And then finally, I took her up on it. Mm-hmm. And I took her up on it. And, you know, we was doing plays. I'm like, teach me how you're doing this. Okay, why did you do this? Right. Why did you put this money in here? Why did you take it out at this time?
Yeah.
And she not giving me no answers. Like, she said she was going to teach us. Yeah. No answers is being given. But then she says, I hit 10K on this play. What you hit? I was like, I didn't hit nowhere near that game because you told me to pull out before you even did. Yeah. So, like, I'm nowhere near you, and I didn't put in as much as you did. Mm-hmm. The very next day, I'm doing my promo for the show, and she talking about some, can you let me borrow $250? Why? You just said yesterday you made 10K.
What?
And so,
it's
exactly,
so weird.
And so then I'm like, but you know what? It's my stutter. You know,
it's my stutter.
So it's, I'm like, fuck it. You Disney gonna get it back to me. We trying to make money together right now. Anyways, you trying to teach me. So I thought, I give it the money. I'm like, I just need it back in a couple of days. I gotta buy my stuff for the thing too. Again, I'm a Jamaican restaurant server.
Yeah.
I'm not like y'all. Like what it seemed like she was. You know what I'm saying? Because she is not what she says she is.
Hello.
Right.
So let's say that. And then days go by and I'm like, where my bread, bro? Like, I gotta do my shit too. Yeah. So when I asked her about it, she was like, you shouldn't even be asking for it back. I'm like,
what? You shouldn't be asking for it back?
Huh? Who the fuck is you talking to? Like, no, dead ass, who are you talking to?
That's wild.
It's so weird because
I was like, you ain't did nothing. You ain't teach me nothing. You have not done a thing for me.
Yeah.
And for you to think that you're entitled to my money is insane. And had you said, if you hit at all, I give you 10, like, give me 10%. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, gang on top. I would send it to you first. Yeah. But that was never the conversation. You said, let me teach y'all how to do this. I'm the one that took you up on it. And because I'm not wooing them, you think you could play with me. Mm-hmm. You gonna give me my money, or I'm gonna take it out your ass when we go to this premiere.
Yeah.
So figure it out. And then she gonna go into the chat and tell everybody, yeah, I'm so happy to see y'all. And Diamond, you're ungrateful. I'm gonna smack the shit out of you.
In the chat?
In the chat. They knew nothing about it. Knew nothing about it. You go to the chat and tell them that you gonna smack the shit out of me. I done got that motherfucker. I'm not gonna
get shit. Little voice text and shit.
You start snapping.
Yeah, bro. I start snapping, bro. I can't even remember what the fuck I said. I'm bright red.
Black you are now.
I'm like, no, look, I'm mad. Because who you talking to?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ooh. Long story short.
Did she send you voice messages back?
No, she sent the shit. I called her. She don't answer.
Oh, word.
She sent some more shit. I called her. She don't answer. Now the voice messages in the chat go. Now the screenshots in the chat go. Because, bitch, what you saying? I'm ungrateful. You the one that begging for money. Mm-hmm. You weird, bro. Yeah. And then I got my $200 back on Cash App. That's not the way I sent it to her, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. Got money on Cash App, and then that the $50 or it was $40 I got from her. It was balled up, but I got it at the premiere.
She's like, "Hey, man,
not the balled up $40."
I swear to God, I said. I was doing as hell during the premiere. Like, as long as I got my shit, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we was finna bump for real. We was finna get into it. Yeah.
So why you think she asked you for $250 if she just hit $10K?
Because she didn't hit that $10K. Mm. She a fucking liar. Like, yeah. That's the thing. And she has done that shit. She did to my manager. Asked her for money, never paid her back. Then ask her later for some more money, call her crying about some dumb shit. No. Yeah, the answer is no.
Yeah. Like,
she needs to be studied.
She did a.
It's given.
The audacity of that woman has
no,
got to be studied.
Just overall, y'all, like, she's just a badass person.
Yeah, that's what so I said. Wild, bad people do not prosper. You wonder why you are a one hit wonder and you ain't hit nothing else. That's why.
And, and it's like, overall, like, I've been said, like, I ain't mad at it no more. You know what I mean? She did dumbass death threats and all that, whatever. But the biggest thing is just like,
she can't pay them to kill you.
Yo, but
they got no money.
But it's just like you said, like nothing good come from that. Like people like that that people might perceive as living a life, they be miserable.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Miserable. And then you can't even go outside with having, like, you gotta watch your back in every state. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
there's places in Texas you can't go. There's places in Atlanta you can't go.
Yeah,
for real.
Like, there's all types of places you can't go. You keep moving states, not because you me, where I'm just like, I just want to go places.
Yeah.
You like, damn, I gotta get away from these things. That's like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That was very whack. But I mean, you know, hopefully everybody. The thing is, I think people need to speak up, even how like you did and stuff, because if not, just in general, when people get played, they kind of don't want to
tell nobody
because they feel played.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, but then
my feelings was hurt, though.
Yeah.
Because she was doing a play right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm the
what
show
type
up
of
homie.
Play?
It was a play with damn,
oh, like an actual play, like action.
Yeah, like an actual
okay,
play.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like she was starring in it with a comedian that I like. I just can't think of his name right now. It's slipping
okay,
me.
Word.
But I was like, hell yeah, bro, I'll come see you. She sent the tickets and the thing. It's in D.C. I done bought the tickets before I even bought the plane ticket.
Mm.
I'm ready to go. Fabo had a thing in Dallas. And I'm like, hell yeah, gang, I'm coming. I done bought the tickets before I even know where the fuck we staying or what's going on or if I, you know, whatever. But I'm the show up, homie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Yeah. So for you to do that to me,
yeah,
the motherfucker that was showing up for you,
mm-hmm,
when nobody else said nothing about that play in that damn group chat.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And so then it's
that
like, now crazy. my feelings is hurt on top of the fact that you thought that you could play with me.
Yeah.
I'm finna show you can't.
Yeah. Well, I seen your, I think you was on stream talking about it with Easy. I seen something, but this makes total sense. If somebody play with their own mom, they gonna don't think they gonna respect you. I think that's how you need to judge people,
so
just in general.
True.
And you said, we seen that shit 15
Maury.
Years ago.
Yeah,
15
that's
years
how we met,
ago,
that's how we
on
met
Maury.
Her.
Right.
On Maury,
so if
beating
somebody,
my ass.
And that's how you should judge people just in general.
No,
if they can't respect their moms, They ain't gonna do you right. So it is what it is. But I am happy you spoke on it though, because sometimes you just gotta speak up.
Yeah, if it's on my chest, I'm gonna get it off me. I'm not the one that's ever wrong. So in like situations like that, I'm not doing nobody dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in money karma. I believe
in
karma, period.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to take nothing out of nobody's pocket, and I just wanna be a genuine good person. If you don't like me, it's just because our energies didn't match, not because I've wronged you.
Yeah. Right.
That's not how we going ever.
Yeah.
Facts, that's just weird.
So y'all did do the set. It was 7 days, right? 7 day stream.
Seven days.
So why wasn't like everybody there? How was it only just like some of y'all from the cast But who was missing? Hazel and I guess Ziggy.
Hazel, I don't know Hazel's situation. I don't know why she wasn't there. I'm assuming Ziggy ain't there because she's raggedy. And Woo, it was her birthday. She was spending it with her family in St. Petersburg.
Okay, dope.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That was lit, though.
Yeah.
Y'all was on there acting crazy.
Yeah, we was having a time. Yeah. I don't know if y'all seen it. I ate a pickled pig feet on there.
No way. I didn't see that.
I was in there tearing that shit up. They ate a scorpion after I left.
You said I was tearing that shit up, though. Like, hold on. It was good.
I grew up on pig feet, but I ain't never had a pickled pig feet.
A pickled pig feet. It was, you know, if we would put it on the grill a little bit and put a little hard pieces too, it would have been even better. But it was like, it was in the pickle jar, you know?
Oh,
so it was kind of a little soggy. Everybody else was gagging and shit. But I mean, we did a relay race. We did, what else we do? Oh, the tortilla slap thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I seen Easy.
Kilo smacked the shit out of it. See? Yeah, I thought mine was bad. That Kilo had some pent up energy.
Yeah. No, she smacked the fuck out of her.
She reset her. I almost thought she was straight.
Yeah, no, for real.
Well, I did see her in all girl clothes after that.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh yeah.
We did some workouts. We did all types of stuff with Stevie's big arm ass. Like we did a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. It was amazing. I actually would do that again. I find that very fun. So I think I'm going to start doing Twitch too.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Okay, get on there streaming. We trying to get on our streaming shit too, man. It just be so much.
Look, if y'all have a
fun
time, come get me.
We trying to get it together, though.
Actually was just talking about people. So if you in the city,
I'm not, let me know. I'll make time.
Oh, yeah, because you travel.
Yeah, I try. Yeah, you know I do. I did for this because it was like, I can't do the whole 7 days, but I did four.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I don't think I saw you every day, so you did 4 out of 7 days.
Yeah, so I missed Sunday. I came Monday through Thursday, and then Saturday. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, exactly, because look, I'm going to get my money. I gave my money.
Nah, where were y'all recording at?
Somewhere in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was a little further up.
Oh, and then you flew back.
Yeah, I flew right back. Okay. And then I came right back here on Monday.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to say, you were streaming, but then you just said you flew in. I'm like,
yeah. And where? I was like, hey, can you possibly make it the next week? Because if we do the next week, I'm already there. But I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it.
Damn.
Nah, that's love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so just in general, what do we think is missing from the lesbian and queer reality TV scene?
I think we need a Love Island.
What's Love Island?
Like you have
the show?
Yeah, the show. You have they have the men, they have the women. They come in together. They don't know each other. They kind of figure out who they like.
Okay,
and then they kind of stay together. See if those couples stay together. I think we need something like that. I like the idea of Easy Show. We want to promote positivity. We want to promote being able to get through issues and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've seen any good love shows, or we don't have any lesbian love shows yet.
The
ultimatum. And that's mostly white people, though.
Yeah, exactly. I want something that look like us. I just think our representation means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So I would want some studs, some fems in a house, and we see how we have our little Love Island is.
Yes.
So women, the Love Island, oh my God. I just feel like lesbians
are
going
to... Is that when they can't kiss, or are they going to take the money away?
No, Love Island is basically so... Couples come, right? The one was men and women, right? Couples come, women stay in the house, the men stay in the house, and then they bring new women to be in the house with the man.
It changes the couples.
What the fuck?
So now your man's in the house with a whole new set of women, and you're in the house with all...
Nah.
Yo, so lesbians...
I catch a body about that
see,
one.
See, but they can't fight, though. If you fight, you out of here. And see, that's what I like. It's it's messy, but it's not gotta control your anger.
Yeah.
And lesbians are weird. They don't know how to do that.
No, for real. What?
First day. Bitches gonna fall in love.
Yeah,
no,
quick.
For real.
Quick.
You know how we do.
I believe it. I love that. Put me in there. My name is Diamond. I'm here to fuck up the house.
Okay.
No, but then also, do y'all think, because I get it. Look, there is no balance right now. With TV, it do be mostly white people and that one token black person. That low key.
I don't like that.
But that low key kind of fits in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or
that's
it's
why
the
said
straight,
token.
It's the baddies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they make it look like...
Our shit is so aggressive.
They make it look like we can't find that good balance where it don't got to be... ratchet TV or like straight corporate world, you know. But
we absolutely have that balance. We can do that. There's so many. There, again, not even in the, you know, diaspora of different countries. We have our black people themselves are a diaspora. We are all types of different ways. So we can be calm. We can be cool. We ain't got to fight and make that entertaining. We could do these other things. And I think that we should. I think that that would be perfect. I would love to see us all like just in the house, like, damn, no, that's my bitch. No, that don't mean, no, I can take her back. They like, but in a cool way, we ain't got to fight all the time. Yeah, that's why I don't like baddies no more.
Man, there's nobody that, like, this stuff, not a balance, is somebody that talks like me, but is cool, like, but not ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's very proper on those shows. Like, and I love Mal. Mal was the perfect person.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
she's
that's
dope.
What I'm kind of saying. Like, you got to be, like.
She was the one.
Mal was perfect for it, you know.
And we all love her. We all love her.
No, so she was perfect, but still, I would like to see a little more, like. Yeah, man. I don't know how Mal stays so fucking calm. We don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know how. She on a different level, Mr. Miyagi.
I don't even keep that calm. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. Like, you know, I have to do a little tweak out all by myself and then come back like, hey, nothing's happened.
Had to get out your system.
Yeah, I had to get out of my system.
Nah, but that would be dope.
I agree
though.
With that. Like, we definitely need more shit that can relate to us, people that look like us, and just that ain't all drama.
Yeah, game shows too. Yeah, I think a dope game show with a lot of us would be dope too.
Look, Easy just need to go ahead and start a big old gay network.
Right, do the Fems of LA.
You feel me?
The Fems of
LA. Put
Atlanta.
The No Homo show on that bitch. And that's
No Homo
show or something like that. Put us
in there.
Don't forget about Easy.
Hell yeah. Have y'all
110%.
Have y'all hosting all the games and shit.
Yeah.
I think that'd be dope.
We need to host y'all reunion.
Y'all host everything
else. Are y'all doing a reunion? Yeah. Do y'all be doing reunions and
if
shit?
We need to. I think we're going. Well, I don't know if we're going.
But she still got five. They still got five.
We still got a couple episodes.
Did y'all do one for LA? Like a reunion?
No, we did not.
No? Okay.
No, but we thought it was more pertinent to do it for the second season.
Got you.
Just because the people that was on it.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all did a reunion.
But that shit going to go up. That's going to go up.
Everybody got to show up, though. Everybody
we
going to
see.
Show up.
Are we gonna see?
Yeah, that's a fact.
All right, so since you out here, you're kind of like, you know, like a top stud. You know, you won, you know, studs of LA. You feel me? Let's do a little stud talk. All right. So, what would you say? And we all can answer. Like misconceptions about studs that gets on your last motherfucking nerve.
Misconceptions about studs get on my nerves. That we're not feminine. That we don't have. That we don't have any connection to our femininity, or that we can't. I don't like that. That makes my ass itch when people say that. I don't like, I might get ganged in here right now.
Uh-oh.
I don't like when people act as if, because I'm a stud, that my femme can't strap me. I don't like that either. That's
okay.
All.
What'd you say?
Talk
that
your
shit.
Because that's a woman, and I'm literally whatever she wants to do to her woman. Me.
Period.
So
please,
I don't like that either. That upsets me.
Yeah.
I also don't like that because I'm more masculine that I have to portray gender roles because I'm not that other gender. I am a woman, and if my woman wants to buy me flowers, she can. If I take out the trash, it's because I want to, not because I have to. I pump my lady's gas because I want to, not because I have to.
And
sometimes she might pump mine. Like, I don't want anybody to think that we have to abide by anything from another gender because we're not a part of that other gender.
Yeah, I like that.
That up.
And for your dating show, maybe you should have a challenge of the women using strap.
I mean, I do. I could do that. You ate that up.
Meaning what?
I mean, I didn't even see.
Oh, I was like,
just portray how they would do it so you can see the motion.
And just so I can see what's going on.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I'll be like, well, who going to put it on? And somebody said, no, you're eliminated. Anyways, the rest of y'all. Do that shit.
Hold on. And
so are you doing it because like you like it or like if your girl just say she want to do it or it's like, hey, babe, you come strap me real quick.
I don't say no to anything. I like everything.
Okay.
I got real serious.
I
like everything.
So, what's your size of preference?
Right.
Size of preference? Probably like a 7.5.
Okay.
Oh, Carmen.
Wait, it's not even that big. It's my shoe. It's literally my
seven
shoe.
7.5 pretty big, dog.
Now we got familiar.
You start
now.
Right, dog. 7.5 for the bid.
No, I mean, still want for a you.
Mission tank strap too, so.
No, that's not. No, I'm not bashing.
So, what are you into?
No, I'm not bashing you, but I don't want no straps.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
No,
that's
no,
fine.
No, it is fine. I'm more saying for her.
She like fingers.
Yeah.
What is that? That's like
we've been talking about getting our ass ate. Do you like getting
Absolutely. I don't want my ass ate neither.
Now, how do you do it? Because we were just discussing how would I be if I were to get my ass ate? So you be on all
four? Can the camera see me?
Yeah. So you turn around?
For real? Or I do one of these right here.
Do you be on all four or you be standing
both
up?
Both of them.
However she can get through it, I'm going to be that way.
Hell
yo,
yeah.
That's hilarious. I ain't
she
want to
get
that.
In there, I'm like, in it.
Okay.
Yeah, get in there.
All right, so what if the girl, if a girl doesn't want to do certain stuff to you, is that
she's
a deal
not
breaker?
My type of person. She's going to do it with you or her or whoever's available.
Yeah.
She's going to do it with me.
Yeah.
My thing that's is, fair. If I don't tell you no, I don't want to hear no. So but I like to date real lesbian women, women that want to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. When should somebody establish that though? Like when you're talking to somebody, like when should you be like
immediately?
Hello.
I think the sex is a big important part of a relationship. If we're not compatible sexually, we're not gonna be compatible any other way normally. And if we are, then you're my friend.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not compatible with somebody that sexually, then you know, cool, we're friends, buddy. Yeah.
Buddy,
yeah, but my woman though,
yeah.
We want the same shit.
Yeah.
She wants to do what I want to do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
I
lie.
Do what she want to do.
I always say there's one girl that she was pretty and everything. We was kicking it good vibes. She told me she don't do nothing to her girl.
She just a pillow princess.
Yeah,
I bet you got to go.
Yeah, I instantly like was unattracted.
Don't nobody want no pillow princess.
Not about to get my pussy ate?
Okay, period. Yo, get your ass out of there. Get in there, get in there.
Get out of here.
Look at that spoon.
No,
because I even understand if you haven't done it, but you would say, I would like for you to at least be open-minded to be like, if we get there and that's what you want, then I'm down.
Absolutely.
Bitch, what?
For me personally, it's like most of the women that I date, they're like, well, studs will never let me do that. Welcome
that's
to death row.
Too. Okay.
I'm going to let you. Yeah. Are you willing to?
Yeah.
And they say, yeah. I'm like, okay, great. You can stay.
Yeah. You can stay
as well.
Yeah. It's either that or you don't. Because I'm not about to sit here and not have something that I want just because you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You not knowing how to do it, I could teach you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, word.
I'm here for that. I do it all the time.
So we kind of had a debate up here.
I do it all the time.
You say like the sexual chemistry got to be there. So yeah. Are you having sex quick with the girl just to make sure the sexual chemistry is there? Or have you ever waited and then the sex was whack, but the girl had everything you wanted, but the sex was whack? Like, how quick are you trying to get up
well,
in there?
Well, she said she'd be going to the club and leaving with him.
No, ooh, not all the time. Not all the time. Sometimes I wait, but
sometimes I wait.
I'm a grown woman.
Yeah.
So if I want to, I'm going to. If the first night seems like the first night, we're gonna do it. But there's times that it's been like, you know, 6-7 nights. It's been like we far away from each other.
I thought and you were gonna say like 6-7 weeks.
Me too, bro.
No, I was getting there.
Okay,
I'm like,
well,
we far away from each other, and then it's 6-7 weeks. Because I'm going to get on that plane quick, y'all.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? They did say this is like $120 to get to Philly right now. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Don't worry about it. So, and then it's the first night immediately. So maybe I'm easy. Am I easy?
I think I'm easy.
I
have a question. When you fly out, because you said like most people you date ain't from where you at.
Yeah.
When you fly out, are you staying with them?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, it depends. It depends if I'm comfortable, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm comfortable and we've been talking like a lot, yeah.
That would give me anxiety a little bit. Well, I guess it depends how long we've been talking.
I mean, that means comfortable.
See that?
The
Wi-Fi
like,
jumping.
Like, I ain't
we
never leaving.
Like, yeah, I think I can stay an extra week.
Exactly.
Yes.
We do one of these right here. You too comfortable.
All right.
Hey, yo, that's hilarious. I was going to ask you, what's a stub rule we all break? But I think you didn't.
I done broke them all. Cause
I need. A lot of stuff's probably going to talk about you. We love to hear
it. I don't care what y'all say.
No. Okay.
But some of us were talking earlier, like OG studs, bro, they be having these, like, this handbook that's like, yo, that's not real stud activity. It's like, bro, why we gotta have rules to this shit?
If y'all wanna be a boy, be a boy.
Right.
I'm a woman. I might get jumped again, but I did it with some studs. Twice.
How was it?
It wasn't good. I mean,
were you the top or the bottom? or a verse?
The first one I was up the bottom, but okay, it was a threesome.
Oh,
was a couple, a femme and a stud, and I wanted the femme, and somehow I got drunk and ended up naked in between both of them.
Okay,
and I was like, you know what, this is great. I had a great time, but then I wasn't. I'm like, you know, she's really rough with me. She didn't like me. I was like, well, if you didn't want to do it, why'd you do it? You just let me just fuck your girlfriend.
She was rough with you on purpose.
Yeah, I think she wanted to do it because her girlfriend wanted to do it. But you know. It is what it is. Second stud. it was cool. I don't even want to talk about it.
Was you the top or the bottom with the second?
I was both, and it was cool. Okay, verse. It wasn't even that. Like, films definitely do it better. Not me, though. But the other films. Like,
films strap better than studs?
Yes. I was like, what are we doing? Get off me, boo. Like, in their relationships, both of the films was fucking my shit up. Was having a great time.
I'm talking about it.
Here they come. I was like,
wah.
Get off me, bro.
So what was the difference? Too rough.
It was like they were trying to be super dominant with me. With me being a verse, like, you don't have to do that. My femininity and masculinity comes and goes quickly depending on what situation I'm in.
Yeah.
So I was like, you ain't got to do all that. You trying to prove a point. The point's not proven. I'm still going to fuck your girlfriend after this.
Period.
I'm still going to fuck your girlfriend.
And I'm still that nigga.
It's what it is. It's
so
what
on
it
your
is
dating show, are you going to have both?
I think you should have both. I think you should have diamond. If you want to shake the fucking room, you have to have both.
Yes.
Or at least two studs. At least two.
And you know, Britt used to like studs too.
Lying.
Wait, are you married yet? Or are you just
engaged?
Yeah, so I'm not offering my friend to be on your show.
Come on. Bring her too.
Bring her too. Oh, yeah. No, be careful.
No, I know she like couples. She's trying to get to my girl.
Wait, she cute too? I see.
Wait, y'all look like each other, though.
I think, I mean, that would be cool. I think I would have to have a stud like me, though. I don't want no, like, heavily masculine ass.
Okay, got you.
Because I'm like, if that's how they were acting then, and they weren't even, like, super masculine, I need somebody that will say out loud, I'm a verse.
Okay.
Like, I'm somebody that's comfortable. And if you're comfortable, then yeah, cool. You two can come and then be A fans. We'll see who wins. Yeah. Watch it be the fucking stud. I'll be pissed.
You got
it,
bro.
I'll be so mad.
What you mean? You pick it up.
You have a stud on your show,
I know.
Bro.
Okay.
All right. I can't believe you haven't thought about that.
I didn't because you... No.
Yes.
I already know, like, they disappointed me those two times. You ain't got to keep doing it to know
but
that
Atlanta
I like
got
it.
Some stud for studs out here that's deep in it.
Well, you send me their pages.
I got you.
They'll
got
treat you like the lady they see you as. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hello?
They'll beat it up like softly. I don't know.
I don't need it always soft. I'm just saying, you ain't got to beat it like you don't want to be there.
Okay,
like,
right.
Like, that's weird.
Maybe it was like a dominant, like just trying to show dominance.
I think it was like a power thing. And it's like, you not doing shit, bro.
I'm
still coming back for her.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going to happen.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I felt like we just did. We listen, but we don't.
I know. I was about to go into we listen, but we don't judge. It's a new segment. But from your story,
you have anything else?
But from your stories, it do sound like you probably would have something that we're not going to judge you on. But it do sound like you got some stories in the you just need to let out at this point.
Ooh,
I don't know. Nothing will be what you just told us, though.
Right. I don't think. No, I feel like anything else.
If not, it's cool. We got another segment we can line you up with. Yeah. All right.
Line you up.
I don't think I got nothing. No, I think
it's,
I just told
y'all.
I think those are the two for me for listening to Don't Judge.
Nah, okay. you
that'll
you
do it.
Yeah.
That'll
you,
do it.
It's so pretty honest.
We just did listen and we don't judge.
Yes,
we did. And here we go.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have like a dating horror story? Like something that was just like a crazy experience or anything? We got a new segment and people call in, but I want to know if you have one.
If not, I got that.
I have. I mean, I dated somebody and it was real weird, but then like nothing wasn't a horror story. It was just like for 4 days, like every time we went on a date, she would never like. I tried to kiss her on our first date, like at the end of it, and she was like, "Nah," and I was like, "Okay. All right, I don't like rejection, so I'm not moving until you move.
Right.
If you want to do some shit after that, you let me know." The 4 or 5 dates go by, she does nothing with me. And I'm like, okay, cool, it's over. You know, like, I think we're friends. I say that to her on the phone. She drives back to my house and kisses me the most passionately way that I've ever been kissed by anybody ever to this day. I don't care who's watching. None of y'all kiss me like that lady kissed me. And I said, okay, shoot, I'm finna get some. Then she gonna take me out to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, we're doing a day trip. She's like, yeah, I want to show you my intention. I really want to date you.
Yeah.
We get a day to Vegas, and she's like, let's take a bubble bath. I'm like, ooh, about to take a bubble bath. We're getting into it. I'm in the bathroom butt ass naked already. I feel like I'm not ready. I'm easy.
We know.
I'm in the bathroom butt ass naked. Titties out. I'm in a bubble bath playing around. She come around.
Playing around.
She go. She come into the bathroom like this. Holding everything. I said, man, what are you doing? You finna piss me off, bro. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I just didn't want you to see before I got in there. And I was like, see what? You asked to take a bubble bath with me.
Right.
Let me see your titties. Like, what are we talking about? Long story short, we got out of the bathtub after the bath. This lady put on a full outfit. I mean, the silk outfit, you know, with the sleeves and the long pants.
Yeah.
I'm in the bed with my drawers on, no, nothing else.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I hate you. Actually, I never want to see you again. That's the last time I seen that lady.
That was, you can say a lady. Was she older or something?
She was. Okay, so I was 30 and she's 40.
Okay.
Well, she was about to turn 40. Okay.
Maybe she's like.
But I say lady for everybody. Like, I'll be like, yeah, that lady acting like she ain't got.
Yeah.
It's like, what y'all think? She's just super like shy or something?
I don't know. But also, this is a whorehouse. If you want me, show me you want me. Stop playing with me. Like, don't.
Maybe she's trying to be a lady and take it easy and take it slow.
But I ain't going to lie. It is, first of all, I am a private person, which I wouldn't walk out like that, right?
If you ask me to take a bubble bath, what's that mean?
But yeah, because you got to be butt-ass naked, you know?
In my head, you a grown-ass woman. You better walk out like,
let them titties hang.
Right.
Let them drop.
Bitch, she 40.
Hear me out, though. They wasn't even saggy.
That's what I'm saying.
So when she took her hands off of them.
I didn't mean like saggy, my bad.
No, when she took her hands off of them, they were just sitting there. I'm like,
you look good.
What are you doing? So you just didn't want me to see you, but you asked to be in this position with me. Yeah. Now you got me feeling weird. Like I'm doing something to you. Like I'm forcing you to do some shit. Yeah. Just leave me alone.
Maybe she was a little insecure about herself.
It's giving.
Maybe it wasn't you and it was her.
It is. I'm fine. I'm perfect.
Right.
But then that kiss would have fucked me up. Like, damn.
No,
it did. Because I'm like, what was I going to get after that? And I never found out.
Damn. Then, like, going to Vegas. Vegas is a lit, crazy-ass place. Like, we're about
She took me everywhere. I never had to open my wallet. Period. I was being treated like a pretty stud.
Yes.
I was like, yes, I done found my wife. No, I didn't.
You should have stuck around for a few more
what?
Days. You was only on your fifth date.
Yeah,
no, that was six.
You is a fast one. Y'all better give up the pussy and she don't want it.
No, your ass is grass.
It's not about giving up. It's like if you like me, show advances. We didn't have to have sex early. I was okay with that. But don't show in advance and then like pull back all kind of crazy like that. Like I feel like you're playing with my emotions at that time. Like a bubble bath. We're butt naked in the same vicinity together. I'm not expecting we're gonna have sex, but we weren't even intimate in the tub. Like, we were sitting across from each other like this.
What?
Me and you was in the damn bubble bath. We just...
That is awkward as fuck,
bro. I swear to God,
bro.
Like, come on, bro. Is that not awkward?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get butt naked, then we're not here to
even
play.
If she would have, like, came and laid on my side and, like, we, like, you know, doing a little cuddle. Y'all know how bubble bath goes.
Yeah,
like,
no, stop playing with me. Y'all. That's intimate as fuck. Yeah.
Exactly. No, we were looking at each other.
That's hilarious.
And I was just like... I hate it here. I hate it here so
bad.
Like, we could have cuddled at night. We didn't even have to have sex. Like, we don't have to. Just show me that you are not scared to do shit with me.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, she overdid it. She overdid it.
That's
and I was over it.
Yeah, so what advice y'all got for somebody that's like that?
Stay the fuck away from me.
I definitely would agree with that. You don't need to try to date nobody like that.
Yeah, maybe even just like, if you know you kind of... like insecure, whatever. Like maybe say that shit. Don't make it awkward.
Communicate.
Yeah.
I'm big on communication. I
like,
love a woman
like,
that can talk.
I'm not comfortable around. So if,
she got you thinking this and that. Cause she doing this and that.
Playing
and
my games.
Like, what the fuck?
It's that Aquarius shit. It's probably why
she was an
like
Aquarius.
That. Yeah.
She dissing both of us.
Was she January or February? She was February, right?
I don't fucking remember.
She had to be February.
She dissing
January
both of us.
January would never did that, right?
Yeah, cause your ass be
in the bubble bath. Cause what else we supposed to do in the bubble bath? Fuck, what's going on? going on?
See, y'all feel how I feel. Y'all get it.
Yeah, but we have in Vegas.
Okay, so I got you. You a Cancer.
Yeah.
And you're an Aquarius.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why I'm not dating y'all.
Well, that's good.
I guess we won't be on your show.
All right. I'm on with the shit, sorry.
We're eliminated before it even started.
And my thing is, the only one that's an absolute no for me is a Cancer. They took me through the ringer. Hell no.
What'd she do?
Bro, abusive. Mentally and physically, like very, like the two of them. I ain't got to do another one to find out I don't want it again. Mentally and physically, and hell no. But y'all were just giving mixed signals. I'm like, what do you want me to do? You want to fuck you?
We do play mind games.
Yeah, keep that shit over there.
I'm not abusive.
I don't like that. I'm too famous.
Let me clear that up. Damn.
Yeah, no, they hurt me bad, man. Yeah.
Damn.
More ways than one.
We gotta find you out of Cancer and Aquarius that changes your mind.
No, I like fire signs. Any fire
signs. That's toxic as fuck.
I'm a fire sign.
Fire signs are toxic as hell.
No, I'm not.
You need balance. You need somebody you need a water sign. Or
a air sign. Pisces. I like Pisces.
You need a water
Pisces
sign.
Can come. And I like what's some other ones? I like Gemini's, the airs. That's air, right? Gemini's air.
It's an air. Yeah, Aquarius,
and then
air sign, yeah.
Who's the other one? Capricorns. I like those. Those are my signs that I like the most.
That's what we got, Capricorns.
Y'all both do?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, because they just keep you in check. I don't know what it is. They mean and also really nice.
That's so true.
I love that. And I love them.
We don't
you're
try
a Capricorn?
We do not try them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't try them. You can't try them.
Not for real. Brittany got your ass in check. Brittany be like, I gotta go home.
She start shaking. I gotta leave. So she say something.
But that's the thing. But they not wild or nothing. It's just they demand respect.
Oh, you know yeah, what absolutely. Mean? And I like absolutely.
It ain't nothing disrespectful or out of pocket or nothing. They just don't be playing.
Yeah, at all. At the fuck off.
Damn, loosen up. It's a joke.
Right. No, for real.
I'm sorry. Like you thought I was funny.
Joke.
You thought I was funny. Now we dating. Nothing I say is funny. Now,
right.
I play too much.
Right.
Now I play too much. How I play now?
Exactly. Maybe it makes sense.
Yeah, now my wife got like, her mouth is slick because I'm slick. I'm like, what the fuck did I create?
But then when you say something back, it's like,
so I'm gonna burst out in tears.
Are we playing or not? Because you just called me a bald head bitch, and I call you one back now. I'm rude.
Man, so
I'm
you know my size is bothering me.
Right. I told you when I was a baby, I ain't grow no hair for until I was five.
My mama gave me that perm. That's why I ain't burnt.
Damn.
That's why I ain't had no hair since three.
Oh, we. That's funny as hell. Well, Diamond, this is interesting.
I do got one more thing. So. You would say you're more like on the kinky side of things, like lifestyle stuff. You sound like you like to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, we got one thing for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Before we end, look at your feet swinging. I like that for
just
you.
Like, I am a little kinky.
Look, but you see my jeans long as hell, too.
Well, I don't know if you know, but we're sponsored by Starship. It's basically a sex store.
Sex store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got a little kinky stuff for you. Because I don't want to give you nothing too crazy because you're not in a relationship.
Okay. Oh, and also, yeah, me too. I got something for y'all too.
Okay.
We don't want no kinky shit.
No. Right. You're overreacting.
You're overreacting
as usual, Diamond. I got some merch that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm going to take it off. I have a couple different shirts. I got one. I say some crazy ass shit, but I normally be like, I might do could do something. I might do could. So I have literally a shirt that says, I might do could.
Okay.
And I got that. I'm getting it shipped to y'all because I ADHD and forgot to bring it.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then you can give us the website so we can let people know where to get it.
Working on that too.
Come on. Okay, period. Yeah,
I might do could. This is my demo right now because I got my username on it. So these are the ones I'm giving out for free. But I have other ones that I'll be having on the website when I get it launched in a couple days. All right,
get that test. But look.
Yeah.
In the meantime, not in between time, we would just want to give you something to keep, you know, maybe even yourself, entertain yourself for once.
Okay.
All right.
So these bitches don't gotta, you know.
Is this a bullet?
Yes. Yeah, so you could take that on a plane with you back today, whenever you fly back.
I got batteries.
Well, it's rechargeable.
Okay.
It's rechargeable. Yup.
Let me calm down.
And that's from Stop.
And the seat light.
Yeah. Everybody got their headphones on. They wouldn't hear you.
They wouldn't know a thing.
Yeah. And if anybody else wants to, Shop Starship got thousands of adult
Let's
toys.
Let's go. Thank
y'all can
you.
Go to shopstarship.com and use No Homo Show for 15% off.
Yeah.
No Homo Show.
But if you want something else, we got something with that shows your ass cheeks. That might look nice for you, but we'll talk about it off camera.
I do. I might need to wear that. I might need to wear that Thursday.
What you got going on Thursday?
Right. That's because I'm on the agenda.
Ain't y'all married? What y'all wearing? Okay.
You're right. Because we living through you.
We living through you, boy.
Nah, but thank you for coming out here.
Thank you. Good luck with the show. Get the studs on the show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't wait. And once you do your show, we're going to bring you and your new boo back. Hopefully you find a little bit of love.
Hell yeah.
Look at her. I do.
I am a lover, y'all. I do be doing a lot of stuff, but I might do could be in love. I might do.
See, that just sounds toxic. That's toxic.
I want to be in a good relationship. I do. So when I get her, whoever it is, Stutter Femme, I'll come back.
Okay, period.
Hell yeah. Thank y'all so much for having me.
All right, Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.